So at least in relation to the five aggregates subject to clinging, I think this sutta is pointing out mainly the duty around that understanding, essentially relating, I think, the five aggregates subject to clinging as equivalent to dukkha, as I think as everybody probably remembers the, from the first discourse, the Dhammacakka Sutta. Dukkha, the truth of dukkha, is actually in some described as the five aggregates subject to clinging. So that the duty for fully understanding dukkha would be the same then for to fully understand the five aggregates as they're subject to clinging, to see the clinging desire related to the five aggregates as a way of fully understanding suffering.
Seems to sort of tie in with the whole seeing that five aggregates, five khandhas arising, persisting, passing away is what leads to destruction and attains.
The origin and cessation is to destruction and attains. Yep. Yeah, the full understanding, I think, can be seen in a lot of different ways. The origin and the cessation, also in terms of the gratification, danger, and escape. That's another way to help fully understand. And then also along the lines of anicca, dukkha, and anatta. And there's different angles that one approaches full understanding of the aggregates.